It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
As Nancy Pelosi of California could be facing some challenges to her leadership in the U.S. House of Representatives, two names have surfaced from our region as a possible successor. Now, the list is heavy with folks from the coasts, but Ohio lawmaker Marcia Fudge and Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos are being talked about. Bloomberg reports that some say Representative Fudge, at age 66, wouldn't represent enough of a generational change for folks in her party, while Congresswoman Bustos might not have enough experience in party leadership, they say. From This Week in Agribusiness, the American Farm Bureau has computed the cost of the Thanksgiving meal this year. From its annual survey that they've now done for 33 years, Farm Bureau found the average cost of this year's feast for a party of 10 would be $48.90, or less than $5 per person. That's down from last year. It's 22 cents lower. The price of turkey is down this year, so is the milk, the sweet potatoes, the green peas, and the dinner rolls. By the way, Farm Bureau also checked on what the Thanksgiving meal would cost if you brought it to the home, had it brought to the home by one of those popular food delivery services. That would drive up the cost by 60%. It's deer hunting season. They started in Michigan yesterday. The big Wisconsin firearm deer hunting season starts tomorrow. At Fergus Falls, Minnesota, this is the 11th year that a local club has taken disabled outdoorsmen, including military veterans, out to hunt deer. The group says part of their goal is to improve the quality of life for these folks and to help them feel they are not forgotten. Oh, and in Wisconsin, they say there might not be a deer behind every tree, but the numbers are good, and the antler development has been good. Oh, and by the way, looking over the DNR rules in Wisconsin, they no longer call them deer tags. Instead, they now call them harvest authorizations. Country singer and comedian Roy Clark, who entertained hundreds of times here across the heartland, has died at the age of 85. He was a funny man. We still get to see him work on those hee-haw episodes on RFD-TV. A favorite quote from Roy is this one: "I used to believe that everything has to be a belly laugh. Now I've come to realize that a real sincere smile is mighty powerful." That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.